As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Quickly, as we were talking about this in studio, and it comes up so often, that I want to make a confession that I still don't know where it is or how to get to it. The dark web.
Yeah, well, it's because, okay, so I sent Burt this story that I found because apparently we always talk about ChatGPT. That's basically like our go-to AI, artificial intelligence, here in studio. But apparently there has been hundreds of programs that have been released when it comes to artificial intelligence, right? And another one that's been released is called Dark Burt. And it is AI that's been constructed from information from the dark web. So cyber criminals, scammers, hackers have put together this AI called Dark Burt. And of course, the name made me laugh. I don't understand how AI works. Don't understand any of the coding behind it. But I was like, dude, what have you been doing in your spare time?
I just have heard about the dark web so many times. I'm an inquisitive guy. I would like to tour it. Just take a nice little tour with a group of 12.
You won't go.
From room to room to room. I imagine it looks like the place that Simba goes to when he's kicked out of Pride Rock.
Oh, yeah, with the elephant graveyard.
Everything's all dark and right. But I would have no idea how to find it. And do you need like a code to get to it? Do you go to darkweb.com?
It is not, it does not show, because the dark web is dark web primarily illegal activities. So visiting the dark web itself is not actually inherently illegal, but everything that happens on the dark web is bad. So it doesn't get indexed by regular browsers. So you have to use a special one called Tor, T-O-R, in order to access it and get on there. I would not do it. Going to the dark web, Burt, for you would be like walking down a dark alley in New York City at midnight wearing a bunch of diamonds saying, I'm unarmed, come rob me.
Okay.
That's the equivalent. Stay off.
So you've been on it? You've been in it?
I have not.
Liar. Look at you. You liar.
You've been to the dark web?
I have not been to the dark web because I don't know how to navigate those situations. I told you I don't have street smarts. I would not.
Why are you making that face?
Yeah, you got your live face on right now.
I'm nervous. I don't want to mess with... Dark web's like
a real Ouija board.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to mess with the dark web.
You know somebody who's been there, though, don't you?
Oh, my God. Sure. Tons of people.
Really?
Yes, because it's full of illicit act. You can do everything from like... buying drugs, which I would call a minimal offense on the dark web, to some really bad, shady stuff.
Like sex trafficking.
Yes, and terrorism. Like, it is not a good place. It is a place that I would highly recommend you don't check out. You stay far away from. Because even if you go, you slip up, somebody can hack your computer. They can get your digits, your info, steal your information. It's literally serving yourself up on a silver platter to a bunch of people who are highly intelligent hackers.
Right. Man, you don't if you're so highly intelligent, why don't you use that force for good?
There's no money in that. I mean, Abby told us that when she went out with philanthropy guy.
Just because he was charitable doesn't mean he was smart.
Okay.
All right, so Romeo here, our producer, has made the approach. Has to get through the gatekeeper, however, to get to Katie's best friend, who Romeo said is warm and feels like almost like she's home when you guys talk to each other. She just also has a nice booty, you say.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, it's the perfect storm. But she's got to get through, he's got to get through Katie to get to her.
Exactly.
Katie was going to make the decision yesterday.
No, Katie was going to play the audio. She was going to play the break of Little Papusa, making his pitch.
Stop, bro. You guys, the interns are calling me that. That's going to stick.
So you are going to play the audio for your friend and let not, you're not going to decide. You're going to let your best friend decide whether or not she wants to give Romeo a chance and go out on a date with him.
Yes. And so I didn't even have to tell her to listen to the audio. She called me yesterday afternoon. And Rebecca was a witness. And she was like, all right, Katie, I heard the story, right? And she had some thoughts, okay, little pupusa?
Before you get to her thoughts, Romeo, what are your thoughts right now? Is there anything you said that you might have regretted that she heard?
It was nothing but compliments.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like maybe the initial part where I said she was a little warm, that was a weird way to describe the situation.
I don't think so. It's nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're just
You're
some people.
More worried about the little warm than the complimenting her booty?
Right.
Yeah. I mean.
They got a point.
I mean.
Oh, you thought the booty was going to be like a compliment. You thought that was the cherry on top.
Yeah, it's there.
The compliment or the booty?
Both. She know that.
Right.
Exactly.
So, you ain't give her something she don't know.
All right.
Maybe she doesn't know she's warm.
Yeah.
Touche.
There you go.
Well, to my surprise, she actually appreciated the warm compliment.
Yeah.
The booty compliment, no. Because everyone compliments her on her butt. So that's a given right there.
Couldn't she interpret that of him just being funny, too?
Yeah.
That was sort of at the very end.
Exactly.
And he was just kind of lightening it up and said the booty thing.
Well, maybe, but I'm going to tell you exactly what she said because I made notes during our phone call. So she did say, you know, Lil Pupusa, that was a cute pitch.
Ooh, cute.
Cute.
Ooh.
Yikes.
She said, but it didn't speak to his character.
Ooh.
It was basic.
Oh.
She needed more adjectives as to what describes him.
Mm.
Okay.
Like, how do you handle conflict? She wanted to know a little bit more about that. You're funny. So what? What else?
Ouch.
This is what she said. And then she's like, you know, what else do you have to offer? But based off of that pitch, she would pass.
All right. Wait. But she's right. It clearly there's a little bit of an opening here, right?
So we need a
repitch. He needs to reset. Like, yeah, you need to talk about you. Like, what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, but also, like, what is she bringing to the table?
Because it's okay.
I understand that I gotta prove myself, but just because she's beautiful and she's attractive, I don't know much about her either. Like, she's also gotta prove herself to me.
She's
Man,
not
you're
pursuing
pitching to
you?
Her. Yes. You're pursuing
yeah,
her.
You're, okay, you're right, fair enough. I forgot the part that I was the one chasing. I forgot that part. That's a very important part.
This is kind of relevant.
All right, Lil Pupusa, here's
Romeo,
something that we need to address.
You said it wrong. It's Romeo.
No, it's Lil Pupusa.
You mispronounced Romeo. Yeah.
So, you made your pitch.
Her Spanish is bad.
My bad. You made your pitch, and she now has a response,
yeah.
And she's like, that one's not good enough. I need another one. After hearing that, are you even willing, do you even want to do a second pitch?
Yeah, of course. Because I like when it comes to conflict, I think I'm very great at handling conflict. I like to speak about it. Like, and I've also learned, like, I was the type of person that, like, if we have an issue, like, I want to talk about it right now here and get it over with. And I learned that other people are not that way. Some people need the space. Mm-hmm. They need, like, 5 minutes to cool off. So I have learned that whatever you need, I can adapt. Like, if you want to talk about it right here, right now, get it over with, the conflict's done, we can put it to bed. Or if you need space, we can give each other space, come back, and we have a better conversation.
All right, let's stop.
Is that accurate?
Katie would know better than me.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
All right, look, here's the real exercise.
Yeah.
Forget about pursuing her, right?
Right.
This is a good exercise for you right now because you do deal with, like, social anxiety. You're building on your confidence and you're giving yourself these wins. So I'm just curious, using her as a cue here, what are the great things about you? What makes you a great partner, a great date?
Yeah.
I think I'm a giver. Like, I think that any person that, or any girl that I've always been with, they are a queen. Like, I've make them, to a fault, they almost become a goddess to me. Like, I put them before I put myself. And I think that I have old school mindset of growing up in a Latin community where I am the provider, but I also feel like I've grown up with a Gen Z mentality where, like, look, if you want me to be the only one that works, I'll be the only one that works. But if you also want to go to work, you can go work, and that's okay. So I feel like I have the best of both worlds when it comes to traditional mindset with a more modern twist to it.
That's good. That's good. Right. You guys looking unimpressed.
Yeah, none of y'all believe me. Like, what is...
Well, no, it's not that I don't... No, traditional with a modern twist sounds like how I would describe a kitchen. Like, it's farmhouse cabinets. It's traditional with a little twist.
And my thing was in the beginning, like, you treat her like she becomes a goddess. She's your everything. It sounds to me like you lose yourself in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've also learned that.
that's the other side of it.
Yeah,
I'm trying to champion this man.
Well, you're just hearing what you want to hear.
Well, yeah, and you're hearing it from a woman's perspective, which is really what we're at here. Okay. Yeah. What else, Katie?
That's all she had to say. So.
You got anything? Okay. Anything else? Final pitch about yourself of why you are a good catch. Or do you want to stew on this and we come back tomorrow and you do your final pitch tomorrow? And actually give you time to prepare instead of putting you on the spot.
I'll come with my final closing argument.
Okay. What?
Lil Papusa. Coming grande tomorrow. Grande Papusa.
Oh, hey, we'll see if you graduate from Lil Papusa to Big Papusa tomorrow, all right?
All right, let's do it.
The Burt Show.